Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowgirls, Jessica Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look, it's been a bit of tough sledding for your team over the last couple of weeks. You've got a couple of tough five-set losses in conference play, one to Iowa Falls Alden, another to Hampton-Dumont Cal. That was last Thursday. Then Saturday you go to a very tough South Hardin tournament, play some really good competition. Teams like South Hardin and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, you come away 0-4 out of that tournament. Just overall, despite the struggles you've seen on the floor in terms of wins and losses, what are some areas that you and the staff have seen that have been working positively towards your team here in the last couple of weeks?
I think we have, like I said, a good, strong few seniors that have really been stepping up and being leaders on the court. We kind of started with trying Indy Johnson setting, quickly found that we definitely still need her in the back row. So she's been, we just can't not have her back there. Every ball she's able to dig up for us and keep a play alive. So we made that adjustment pretty early on, and that's been going well. Elliot Ennis is just a force in the front row with her kills and blocks. But on the other side of that, it's just kind of been a story of errors for us. So we've been in some close matches because we, see our potential and see how we can play together. But then we lose, like I said, those five-set matches just kind of the story of just not being able to finish, too many unforced errors, still trying to figure out a couple of positions here and there. We have strong senior leadership, but then, on the other half of that, we're very young, inexperienced, still trying to figure out some positions. So it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, been up and down. We've had some good, but just not able to, get the wins in the win column. We took, Green County, O-line to a couple close sets. Did a lot of great things, but just not able to pull out with a win yet.
And you talk about how young this team is. There's been a couple freshmen that, at least one that impressed me when I saw her in person, another one that has seemingly stepped up into that setter role. Ella Finneran as an attacker and Harper Nerlean as the setter are two freshmen that are definitely standing out to me in terms of the stat sheet. And just, as young players, like you said, they're inexperienced, but what have you seen from them so far in their freshman campaigns?
Yeah, absolutely. When we had to make that move to put Indy back as our libero, we had to find, a setter to step up and take on that role, and we saw some good things out of Harper in practice. She does some travel ball, so she knows the game very well, and we were all extremely impressed just how, poised and in control she was that first match against Hampton, and she's just continued to be a really important part, not just, with her hands, but making some defensive plays too. She's able to swing at the net also on that right side. So that's definitely been a good move for us. Ella Finneran, she's been in. She started some games, hasn't played some games. Right now with her, we know her potential. We know how strong she can be, on the offensive end. It's just kind of building that confidence within herself, going from middle school volleyball last year to jumping right into varsity volleyball. It's a much faster paced game. So just trying to, keep her positive, keep her working hard. And I know she's going to be a huge asset for us this year and, in the following years to come.
And looking ahead at the schedule ahead, you've got some opportunities in front of you, no question about it. You're at Eagle Grove tomorrow night, obviously a big rivalry game there. You're at St. Edmund to get back into conference play on Thursday night. St. Edmund team that is looking much improved. You're at the Forest City tournament on Saturday where you'll see some quality competition before. You've got a home try coming up next week with Algona and Pocahontas before a road date with Clear Lake next Thursday, and then the Boone tournament that following Saturday. Just when you look at all the opportunities to get more matches in here coming up in the next couple of weeks, what are some things that maybe excites you and the staff about having those opportunities to get those matches in?
Yeah, I mean, I think really with this team, we have an opportunity to come out with a win. Most teams in the conference and looking at some of our tournaments, it's just a big question mark on, how we're going to show up, how we're going to play. We got to see Eagle Grove at our home tournament and got a win against them there, but I know they've been playing a lot of volleyball since, and so have we, and we've switched some things up with our lineup, and you know, I know they have a really good coaching staff there. They're really improving. Again, they're kind of one of those teams where you're seeing a lot of improvement also, but they're not getting the wins. So, and especially, like I said, with a rivalry, you just never know. So, I mean, we just need to show up every night and just play our best ball. Like I said, just really trying to eliminate those unforced errors. St. Ed's, like you said, they're a team that, you know, when I started here, was very young, and now they, you know, these girls have been playing together. They got a lot of seniors and juniors on their roster, so, you know, they've just been continuing to get better year by year, so that'll be an exciting one. I think, you know, again, I think with our defensive aspect with Indy and just our strength at the net, we should be able to compete. It's just trying to, you know, instill that confidence and eliminating that self-doubt a little bit to get us to the end and get that win. Right now we do some good things, and then we play a little scared, we play a little safe, and that kind of has costed us in some of the games. So not looking too far down the road yet. Finish up this week, hopefully get some wins in the win column and build off that and continue into some more conference play and some non-conference games next week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Eagle Grove, St. Edmund, and at the Forest City Tournament.
Thank you.
That was Jess Nail, the head volleyball coach of the Clearing Goldfield House Cowgirls, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with Eagle Grove coach Jenna Whipple after the break on 95.7 FM.